With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. As we head into the new year, a public finance economist with the Heritage Foundation is predicting a mixed bag for the nation's economy. E.J. Antoni says Americans will not be able to depend on Congress to turn things around, though.
The majority for Republicans in the House is going to be razor thin. To start, it's only going to be, I think, a one-seat majority. So in terms of legislation, I don't know that we're actually going to see that much progress overall.
He spoke to the Salem Radio Network. He does believe there will be a marked improvement in the economy under President Trump. At least two people have died, six more have been injured after several tornadoes touched down last night in Texas and Mississippi, damaging homes and flipping vehicles. The National Weather Service says that dangerous storm system has lately been moving through Alabama and Georgia. Warnings are in place. The twisters yesterday struck particularly around Houston. Old liberation movements in South Africa suffered serious electoral declines in 2024 as millions of people made their voices heard in elections.
The African National Congress lost its majority in South Africa for the first time since it came to power in 1994. That brought a significant shift in the country's political landscape. The Botswana Democratic Party was also removed from power with an overwhelming victory for the opposition. The party had governed Botswana since 1966.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Belgium says it will ban the sale of disposable electronic cigarettes as of the first of the new year on health and environmental grounds in a groundbreaking move for an EU nation. The health ministry says the inexpensive e-cigarettes have turned into a health threat because they're an easy way for teens to be drawn into smoking and actually get hooked on nicotine. This is SRN News. Israelis are increasingly moving out of the country since the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Government statistics estimate just over 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year, a 59% increase over the same period in 2023. Meanwhile, some 33,000 people have moved into the country since the attack, about on par with other years. On October 7, thousands of Hamas terrorists breached the country's border defenses, killed 1,200 people, and dragged 250 more into Gaza, and the army was caught off guard. The battles over abortion in the U.S. are increasingly focusing on the pills that are now the most common way that pregnancies are ended. Texas has sued a New York doctor over a prescription to a Texas resident. It could become the first test of a shield law that New York and some other Democratic-controlled states have passed in order to protect abortion doctors. There's also lawsuits aimed at rolling back federal approval of abortion drugs. This is SRN News. Big Lots has reached a deal to keep hundreds of its stores open.
Big Lots says it will be sold to Gordon Brothers Retail Partners, a firm specializing in distressed companies, which will then transfer the assets to other retailers. Variety Wholesalers, which owns more than 400 discount stores, plans to acquire up to that many Big Lots stores and operate them under the Big Lots brand. When it filed for bankruptcy, Big Lots said inflation and high interest rates caused consumers to pull back on purchases of home and seasonal products, two categories Big Lots depend on. I'm Julie Walker.
Olivia Hussey, the actress who starred as a teenage Juliet in the 1968 film Romeo and Juliet, has passed away. She was 73 years old. She was 15 when director Franco Zeffirelli cast her in his adaptation of Shakespeare's famous play. This is SRN News.